Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans." A week ago, we heard how the Lord had directed Hosea to go and marry a harlot. In our text this morning, the Lord asks Hosea to once again demonstrate the Lord's faithful love to Israel by restoring Gomer as his wife. You see, like Israel, she had gotten tired of being faithful, had spurned his love, deserted their marriage, and returned to life as a harlot. She had, in fact, had fallen into such a terrible state that she was being now sold on this slave auction block. Imagine if someone who had so scorned and spurned your faithful love was now thus being humiliated. What would you do? Avoid everyone in embarrassment? Throw rotten eggs? Or just gloat? It's kind of personal, isn't it? Because how often have we gloated? Or tried to get even? How often have we failed to defend the person who is being humiliated, made fun of, bullied? And that's just our failures to show love towards other people. How well have we done in showing our love to the Lord? The Lord accused Israel of loving raisin cakes more than his faithful, saving love. They brought the raisin cakes that, yes, the Lord had provided and offered them to a pagan fertility goddess. So what's your raisin cake? Yes, we properly love the Lord's gifts, even the raisin cakes that he provides. But how often do we use the Lord's own gifts, not in thanks and praise to him, but treacherously seeking our own selfish satisfaction? Despite her unfaithfulness, God sent Hosea down to that auction block to buy her back, to buy back the very downtrodden wife who had betrayed him. Why? Because that is what Jesus has done for us. He did not choose us because we are pure and faithful on our part. Any basis for real love being shown to us had ceased. And yet Jesus loved you and me enough that he became flesh. His love came down at Christmas, came into this sin-cursed world to buy us back, even by humbling himself unto death, the death of the cross, in our place, yours and mine. The Lord's faithful love commitment to you till death never part us. That really has meaning. Yes, it's true that when Israel deserted him, God quit providing as a husband. Why? So that Israel might realize who it is that gave her the rain and bread, the wine and the oil, his love, and yes, even raisin cakes. Even then, it was not to get back at her, but to bring her back. And so the Lord shows that he allows afflictions in our lives. Jeremiah 29, with thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So not to get back at us, but to bring us back and to preserve us in faith. Even at Hosea's time, when Israel was deserting the Lord to her doom, the Lord provides this marvelous living enactment of the faithfulness of His love. He didn't throw rotten eggs. He did not gloat. He was not ashamed to be seen with us, with you. He came down to be your brother, that we might be His brethren. His love came down at Christmas and paid the ultimate price, the holy, precious blood of God Himself, to freely forgive all your sins, to restore the marriage that we deserted, to adorn you as His bride with the jewels of His own heavenly righteousness, to enable us to join Him at the marriage feast of the Lamb in His eternal kingdom. His grace gives life. Christ's coming unfolds the Lord's faithful love commitment till death never part us. The Apostle Paul reveals in Romans how the Lord used even the rejection of Jesus by most of physical Israel to graft Gentiles into His church. And that's us. We are ones of whom it was once said, "You are not my people." And yet the Holy Spirit quotes from Hosea to remind us of the faithful love commitment that has been shown to you and me. 1 Peter 2. Coming to Jesus as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We who once were not His people, lo, ami, are now the people of God, ami, who had not obtained mercy, lo, ramach, but now have obtained mercy, ruamach. The Lord's faithful love commitment to you, till death never part us. Given such grace, let us not use His gifts to run after other lovers, seeking to exploit social or spiritual relations for our own selfish satisfaction. Rather, with the wise men, let us ever kneel at the manger of His love and rejoice in the greatness of our Lord's faithful love commitment till death never part us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 44, 4-4, stanzas 2 and 3.